Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is His message, what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the first Sunday of Lent. First reading will be taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 7 to 9, chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 51. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 12 to 19. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is salvific repair and rescue of man and woman. The 40 days of the Lenten season began on Ash Wednesday. This journey of 40 days with the Lord should prepare us for the commemoration of our rescue from sin and death. In today's Gospel, St. Matthew reminds us that our Lord Jesus is the new Moses who leads the stray, not from a land of slavery, but from a graceless state of sin and death. That messianic mission not only re-echoes God's rescue of the Israelites from captivity in Egypt, but also reminds us of the Lord's repair of the damage caused by the sin of Adam and Eve, and the love-coded rescue of people from every nation. Our Lord Jesus commenced that love-coded salvific project in the desert where he spent 40 days and was tempted by the devil. Unlike the temptations of Adam and Eve and the Israelites'
experiences
in the desert, our Lord's temptations were self-mortifying moments wherein he re-embraced his identity and renewed his commitment to God's plan of salvation. It is important to note that from the beginning of creation, man and woman were fashioned and ordered to have the fullness of life from the nostrils of divine life. But having disobeyed the Lord's injunction by eating from the forbidden tree, the consequences of disobedience, pain, and death became the lot of men and women. Thus, our Lord Jesus, the Son of God and bearer of divine grace, prepared himself in the desert to rescue us from the hands of the prince of the underworld who cursed and led man and woman into the desert of sin and death. And so, the diabolos, divisionist or seducer, was also in the desert to thwart the mission of our Lord Jesus. And so,
after Jesus had fasted for 40 days and nights,
the enemy of life asked our Lord Jesus to show off or display his powers by turning the stones before him into loaves. Secondly, the seducer asked our Lord Jesus to throw himself down from the parapet of the temple to define beforehand how people should describe or perceive him. Lastly, the diabolos showed our Lord Jesus the kingdoms of the world and their splendor from a very high mountain and promised to give it all to the Lord if he worshipped him. In response to those temptations, our Lord reminds us that our ultimate end consists not in showing off our gifts and talents, neither does it consist in feeling good or pleasing others. It does not even consist in receiving honor, glory, or creating wealth either. Thus, my brother, my sister, Our ultimate good consists in knowing and worshiping God and God alone, who sent his Son to dethrone the seducer and establish a kingdom wherein every man and woman is made righteous in Christ Jesus. May the Lord in his infinite mercy forgive us our sins. May he renew our calling. Help us to overcome the temptations before us. Help us to be reconciled and help us to remain in his love. May the Lord bless you and bless me. Bless us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.